That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text if you want to join in. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you decide a pandemic is a time to go to a wild swingers party, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
Things have been happening all over the place, East and West Coast. I'm telling you, throughout the situation, you can't tell people to tap down their libido, Anna. They just stick the libido somewhere else.
There's a lot of things I definitely don't understand about all of this.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of out of my comfort zone here.
Right.
But the LA County Sheriff's Department broke up a super spreader swinger party at a warehouse. This is what it sounded like.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the party is over. If you do not come down, you will be subject to arrest. The party is over.
And your clothes on, please.
It's the only party where everybody actually wants to be placed in handcuffs.
Oh, my gosh, Raven. I knew I shouldn't have brought this up. It's like opening up a portal
I'm just going to say, I mean, you can hear on the megaphone. Just play me one more clip of that real quick. You can hear on the megaphone, and you use the word warehouse. I mean, this is a large, expansive building.
The party is over. You need to come downstairs.
We got hands up. How many people are at this party?
200 middle-aged people, they said.
Yeah, it
Why
always is.
Middle-aged? Yeah. I guess that's just like that's the genre.
You know, one of the biggest misconceptions, right, is a nudist beach or a nudist colony. And if you've ever been near one or on one or whatever, then you know it's true. You have this vision in your mind of these beautiful, glistening, hard bodies, right? And really depravity crazed people that are out there just having a great time.
Mm.
And then you get there and you realize everybody is like obese and pale, and it is not what you imagined. I mean, there's one or two rock stars there, and the rest is just really uncomfortable.
There's so many things I wonder. I wonder, do the police officers have to cover their eyes? I wonder, like, is there actually
you just gotta wear gloves, man.
A fishbowl of keys, like you hear about in the movies? I wonder, like, how did they get into the warehouse? What does the warehouse usually store? Like,
right.
Is it like a Amazon warehouse?
Fair questions. Like,
these are all
set
things?
Of fair questions.
I just want to know because I'm just so curious.
Right.
Like, I picture that they have to wear, like, boots because there's the sawdust all over the floor. And then I start
I guess we're getting a glimpse into what Anna's swinger club would be like.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Warehouse,
peanuts on the floor. It's not the Texas Roadhouse. All right. You don't go over and pick out your steak first and then go over to your table.
I don't know. Either way, that's all I need to know about you.
If you fill your car with trash to the point that passengers will never actually fit in the vehicle, that's all I need to know about you. Behind yesterday, driving home on the way home, and here's one of these individuals, and they just newspapers and trash and all. I mean, you can't even point out exactly what it is inside the vehicle. If you were to open any of the doors besides the driver door, I mean, I would imagine just things just spill out of it. I don't even know how that's legal, I got to tell you the truth.
I've seen these cars a lot, and I think it kind of mirrors, like, hoarders from home.
Of course,
you know,
obviously.
It's one of the same.
It has to be a spillover. I mean, I would imagine if your car looks like that, your house looks like that. Now, if your house doesn't look like that and your car does, I guess that's better. But what does it smell like in that car?
Oh, let's not play that game.
What smells worse?
That
the warehouse?
The warehouse? I knew you were going to say it.
Which
Definitely
one?
The warehouse. The warehouse smells worse.
And would you be more afraid to have something splash on you from?
No, I don't want to play that game. But I'll take the car. I'll take the car over the warehouse.